Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. I am here today with one of my favorite high-vibing people on the planet, Addie Beal. And we have been away at a girls' weekend up in Astoria. Actually, you've been here longer than a weekend. But we're here with Mary and our friend Katie, and we've had some really deep conversations. And one of the things that has lit me up that we've talked about is this future self work. And why I want to talk to you about it is because you are an expert at creating and have created this persona in a way, or future self. I don't even know what you would call it, but of meaning your slayer of Nama Slayer. So yeah. I want to hear one a little bit about how you came up with that, why you created it, why it's worked for you. Oh, the shizzle. So
well, and then we're getting to Montana Ray,
and then we're talking about Montana Renee.
Yeah, I just call you Ray. Oh boy, it's been one heck of a girls' weekend, right? Like we talked until like one last night, and like deep, amazing conversation, and a lot of the future self stuff came up, and Renee being so good at manifesting things too, and creating your future. So I think had a lot of commonality there. So one of the things that I did in creating Slayer was really. I was so wrapped in my circumstances at the time that as I got into the future self work, it helped me to identify with this person that I couldn't even really imagine being like. It was kind of like a fictional fun thing for me to say, what would Slayer do? And I always joke now, Renee, because I'm like, be careful what you name yourself, because even my kids call me Slayer, and I'm sharing
cute.
A hashtag
That's
with
cute.
Like an 80s hair band.
Yeah. Great.
So, yeah. So, you know, in the process of becoming, now I'm just Slayer, you know? And I think I had heard Lady Gaga talk about this on Oprah before, about how she created Lady Gaga. And now she is Lady Gaga, and she's looking for that person in her life who loves her and Lady Gaga, because they are one. And I'm like, I so completely identify with that, because I've become this alter ego I created. So it's this process of helping me dream big, dream beyond what my limiting possibilities were at the time. Because you get caught. We talk about the hows a lot.
Yes.
We get caught in the hows with
yes.
it. So, and I think you've just kind of consistently done that through your life too. I would be curious how you did it. If I answered the question about creating Slayer in enough detail, like how do you go about creating your next version of you?
Well, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about this, because as you know, in 19 days, I'm moving to Bozeman, Montana. And so this is an opportunity at age 57 to like start all over, but not from a place of my life is so horrible and this is the pit of my life and I need to change it. Not from that place, but from a place of my life is great and
yes,
great and. And so it's been easy for me, like we were talking about in my current circumstances. It's a little difficult for me to picture myself there. So I've created, like you, this Montana Renee. Like, what would Montana Renee wear?
Yes.
What would Montana, would her house be decorated? You know, does she meditates every day. Montana Renee eats healthy.
Yes.
Montana Renee gets lots of sleep. Montana Renee is getting rid of 90% of her closet so she can, you know, refresh everything. So it's been an easy way for me to kind of create that new version of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how we got talking last night about always creating that next version.
Yeah.
Like we're not stopping. And, you know, that's exactly it, seeing those things. So now I ask myself, I'm like, what is Slayer at 162, like my actual goal weight, do? Because I feel good here. I look good.
Yeah.
And it's like really dialing into what is that version. And it's so much wrapped in the spirituality and the abundance and these last like lessons I have to learn on my way to that goal, which for me was weight loss.
Right.
But was tied to so many other things that I uncovered along the way. So having this alter ego, first of all, it makes it fun.
Yeah, totally fun.
Montana
yeah,
Renee is fun.
Yeah. I bought a new bag and I'm like, Montana Renee would have this bag.
Yes. And you just start picking up those things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what does future Nama Slayer have? Mm-hmm. You know, what does it look like? Where is she? What am I doing? And, you know, am I sitting on Oprah's couch with that best-selling book?
Right.
Right? Like, really envisioning that and feeling it like I feel it now. You know, like, feeling in my body the vibrations of those things I'm picturing. And that's the difference,
that's
right?
That's the difference.
And so doing a lot of visualization.
Yep.
Do you do that too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also, when we're talking energetically, our vibe right now, what we're really doing is we're shifting our vibe from where we are now to a new vibe. And we can do that incrementally, which most of the time we do, you know, a little change here and a little change there. But there's some times in life when you're just ready to be like, I want to jump over there.
Yeah.
And so for me, identifying what that vibe looks like so that I know it and it's familiar when I get there has been good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's what I feel like I really is kind of my calling to help people like start to dream and identify those things again. Like, because so often I know I did, I reached 45 and here I was alone and I was like, okay, everything I was taught to do, it's over. And, you know, then I had this big awakening and no, there's this whole, what if the next 50 years, what can I do with that? And so to help people start dreaming again, because we dream for our kids.
Yes.
We dream for our employees. We dream for everybody but ourselves.
Yep.
You know? Yep. So that's like ground zero is the dreaming.
Yeah. To awaken that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of time as women too, we just put, like you're talking about, all of our stuff on the back burner. Not only the back burner, the burner in the fucking house next door. You know?
Yeah.
So to be able to live into that, like, what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are my dreams? So you are super good at awakening people's dreams again. Oh, yeah, I forgot I wanted to do that. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I like to say we're the perfect duo like that. Like you come, I help you awaken your dreams and then you know what you want to dream about and then she'll get rid of all your limiting beliefs.
And then you get the thing.
And then you get the thing, right? Like, and it's all that work and that's the work I'm doing right now with Renee. So I got myself a couple packages because I'm like, I know I need to stay focused on this. And, you know, even though we have like this friendship, to have that where we show up and we talk with my guides and I talk with you in a professional level where I'm working on just me.
Yes.
You know, when we show up as friends,
it's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not just you time. And where you get to, you know, focus on yourself. And that's the other thing we don't do. Like so many people, and that's why the program I created is called Me First.
Yes, I love that.
Just teaching people to put themselves first. For
how simple.
Right. And it's like the hardest thing for us to do because it was modeled for. You know, there's all kinds of reasons behind that. But as women, a lot, right? We've fallen on the sword and getting back up and like putting ourselves first can be something else. And this time in our lives for a lot of us is amazing.
Yes.
The kids are going off and we're like, oh my gosh, this is about me now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Montana Renee.
I know.
So tell us about Montana Renee. This is fun. Well, you know, I kind of want to go back. So when you created the last version, Portland Renee. Yeah. So how do you feel like you've evolved in your future self creation from when you did Portland Renee?
Great question. Because Portland Renee was honestly done out of necessity. I had kids that needed food, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so before that, I was Northern California Renee. So Northern California Renee didn't fit me anymore.
Yeah.
Great version. And that's something I want to talk about too, is these version of, I loved that version. That mm-hmm. version's done.
Yes.
I love the Portland Renee version. I have had successful companies. I love beautiful home, you know, all of the stuff. So I'm not coming from a place of lack.
Right.
And so it's completely different this time, coming from a place and creating from a place of balance, you know, and no lack. You know, I don't need to make money to feed kids anymore.
Right.
You know, I don't need to provide for a home and all that. And I did create a business in Portland. So Portland has been so good to me to allow me to be myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually kind of grew up, kind of really matured here
for
the last 22 years.
Yeah. So, and so now it's on to this next segment.
Yes.
And so what are you looking to what is this next journey for you? What is to learn next?
Ah, good question. You know, I'm like all of us, I'm learning about myself.
Yeah.
So I know who I am in Portland.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure who I am or who I can be in Montana, Renee.
Yes.
So this for me is like breaking through. Again, we talked about this last night in our deep conversations, breaking through any limiting beliefs. And we all have the limiting beliefs. It doesn't matter how much work you've done. We still have limits of this is my limit, the upper limit problem. So for me this time, really looking at that and examining it and saying, no, I'm not accepting that limit anymore. Let's just see where I can soar.
This is going to be incredible.
Yeah,
how exciting. And you're going to take us on the journey you, right?
I'm taking you on the journey.
Oh, because yes, I can't wait.
Like you, I want people to know, like, how do you do this?
Right.
Like, how do you pick up and move somewhere where you don't know anybody?
Yeah.
How do you leave your career, mm-hmm. you know, and buy an RV and travel around? And how do you do that? Yep. And it seems so easy. Oh, you just buy it and you do it. But there's more to it than that.
It's not. And so here's what happens, what I see happen with people and what we really work on in my groups is that, like, when I had the RV thing going down, I was like, I was doing a live video back then, right? And I would do these weekly live videos. I was like, all right, you guys, I'm going to get an RV and I'm going to come around and slay you guys. We're going to do like some fun camps and stuff, right? And I was just kind of throwing it out there. And everyone's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And so everyone else jumps on the bandwagon. I'm like, you know what? That is a really good idea.
Yeah.
And then when my daughter's here from Hawaii, I can be adventure mom.
Yeah.
And I can, like, she can see America because she lives in Hawaii and you don't see anything. So it was like double fold, right? Not anticipating COVID, of course,
right.
But I mean, it was still epic. It was I was right set up how I was supposed to be. But what started happening, I was like, okay, what would I do if this did happen? I'm like, well, I guess I'd look at RVs. So then, like, literally, I'm working how many hours in corporate America. I'm running this online business on the side. And I would, like, sometimes the only time I'd have is in the bathroom, Googling something, and I'd be like, RVs near me now. Like, and look for RV shows. And, like, then I would set an appointment, and I'd text my friend Aaron. I'm like, hey, you want to go look at RVs with me? And then the juices get going.
Yes.
So it's taking those actions, like your road trip.
My road trip to Montana to check out to see where I fit.
Yes.
Yes. To just get the vibe of different cities up there and see, you know, where it is that once again, we're creating that future self, these baby steps that don't seem like much.
Right.
Googling on the toilet, RV, you know,
right.
Taking a road trip. Do I like the city or not? No, nope, this isn't the one. Let me keep going.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, that's kind of part of RVing too. I look for somewhere I can park my RV that I can walk to, like a little small town that's got, I love small town coffee shops and ice cream shops. But that's another story. So I'm like, you know, I'm working on the book. If it, you know, anyone of Renee's viewers are listening, I'm writing my book about my journey and my weight loss quest that turned into my spiritual awakening. And I'm writing it from the heroine's journey viewpoint, which I am so excited about because I can't just write a book, Renee. You know, my guides will tell you all day long.
They have.
Great. Yeah. They already knew, right? So I love to go and write at a coffee shop. There's something about that. And this is Writer Addie. You know, it's on. So I have different personas for these different things I do. Podcasting Addy, Writer Addy, Speaking Addy. They all kind of look differently. They even maybe have different attributes to them.
Yeah.
They need different things for their body to recover.
Yeah.
I guess I hadn't really thought about that until we're talking about it right now.
Yeah. Well, interesting too that you brought up Lady Gaga. You know,
yes.
Like that version of her, Beyonce. Beyonce has that, you know, she's her mild-mannered self until she's out on that stage, and then here she goes,
Well, Lady Gaga's interview I found fascinating. She was talking about, that was born out of tragedy. She was, like, severely abused, dumped on the side of the road, and to survive, she created this alternate persona.
Wow.
And so that's how she survived through this, and she still goes through a lot of pain and helps. Like, I learned so much in that interview, and now I have even, she has a beautiful voice, right? And now just an even greater respect as a human for her. But that's how she stepped away from her pain and created an alternate future for herself. And she just became her. She became the superhero, right? Or the heroine, you know?
Yes.
And so you become, if you dare to step out, if you dare to step into the unknown, Nothing is impossible.
It's so true.
I know. You should see us. This is on YouTube, by the way, too. So on Renee's channel, you guys check it out because it's going to be pretty hilarious. So we're in this little room that...
In a closet.
Yeah.
We're recording a podcast in a closet. And you know what? This is fucking magnificent.
Just it really is.
Absolutely. It you know, is. To be able to talk, go away for Girls Weekend, yep. talk in a closet, do a podcast.
It is so much fun. So much fun.
Well, I think a lot of times people, when they want to make changes in their life too, they get into that beating themselves up for how they are right now. You know, like I am, you know, 40 pounds too much right now, or I want this in my life and I don't have it. So mm-hmm. they're focused on what is not instead of what is and what can be.
Yes.
And so that for me was an easier way to do Montana Renee. Of not even thinking about, you know, I meditate maybe 4 days a week now, off and on, just fit it in. And it works. It works for me.
Yep.
But I know I can be a better version if I'm doing of myself, if I'm doing it more on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that totally. And it's always that level up like we were talking. So here's the thing, you guys, you don't like the happy wasn't at the 110 pounds I lost. Right? The happy is in my continued growth in what I'm uncovering now. And as I've realized, as I've stepped into owning my greatness and the potential of what could possibly be, like, oh my gosh, look at that. What else can I do?
Yeah.
It's that wonder, the sense of wonder.
The sense of wonder. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're talking about, you know, putting ourselves first, yeah. dreaming. What about wonder?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
To just wonder, to sit and allow yourself to wonder each day.
Yeah.
Gay Hendricks talks about that. He's like, that's such a powerful, he's like, just go, and see what comes up for you. Yes. I have to rope myself in on it. Because now it's like, and then you just create, right?
Right.
Like, and so balancing that energy with the meditation and with the meditation. Like the other things, mm-hmm. like I want to bring into my
world. And I think
world.
We instinctively know what we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're listening and we're paying attention and we're present, yep. we know what's for our highest good. We just don't do it sometimes. So sometimes, often, people don't do it.
Right.
So putting yourself first and taking charge, it's the journey. We've gone back about this. It's not the destination. It's not me when I right. get to Montana.
Right.
I'm enjoying this, like, dreaming of who I will be. You yeah. know, dreaming. And they've done studies about people that go on vacation. And you get just as much joy
yes.
from planning and anticipating the vacation as you do on the actual vacation. So same way. Yeah, I could yep. wait to start my life until I get there. But screw that. I want all the joy that comes from anticipating and doing the journey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the shift. Getting ourselves to make that shift from coming from the restriction and the negative. That's just been bred into us.
Right.
You know, and things in school. You're wrong, wrong, wrong. You know, don't you dare get something wrong. Right? Where failure is learning. When you can shift that mindset to where, you know, we're not perfect. It's an adventure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's fun and it should be fun. And what if this is all just a stage?
Right.
Like right. taking yourself away from the ego self, right? If we talk about the ego self and the soul and just being like, okay, if my soul's here on this ride and I'm here to experience this epic life I'm creating, look at the pressure that takes off when you just know your eternal life.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the confidence. There's confidence in that too. Like, oh, this isn't the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I'll figure it out. I'll move on. If something doesn't go the way you think it's supposed to go, although I am going to say that everything always turns out the way that it should, yeah. you know,
yeah.
for whatever learning that may be or, yep. you know, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And so how do you think people move from through the creation part to, you know, how do we start to move from that restriction to the focusing on what we do want? I think we hear this, that it's the journey. That's what I'm trying to say. So we hear this, it's the journey. And when you're in the journey, you're like, F this journey, Renee, right? Like, sometimes you are. And so what are some things you do to stay in that mindset of, you know, staying future focused and, you know, staying in that space?
Yeah, because we also want the balance with being in the now too. You know, we don't want to go all future and forget and enjoy where we currently are.
Yes.
To me, it's a lot of visualizing. I'm going to, not visualizing sounds like you're doing something. Let's just call it daydreaming. I'm laying on the couch and I'm daydreaming.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do that every day, but it's not a, sometimes exercise or things that you need to do, it could feel like work. This does not feel like work.
Right.
This is like fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of visualizing. And then I've done a lot of online shopping. I don't buy that much. But to be lean, because I think I told you I'm redoing my decor.
Yes.
I'm doing my, you know, wardrobe.
Montana Renee.
Yeah. But just to dream and try it on. Ooh, would this be great in my living room? Is this Montana Renee? And checking in on the vibe. Does it fit me? Or does it fit future Montana Renee? Or does it not?
Yes.
And not, I think that's kind of how you pinpoint this energy. Because that's really what we're doing, is moving into a new vibration, a new way of being. And if you don't know what that new way of being looks like, you gotta figure it out.
You don't even know how glad I am you're saying this right now. Because so I made the Me First Guide, which is a planner, right?
Yep.
That my group uses. And there's a box in there for visioning. It's like a 1 minute challenge each day, right? Because how much of a mind movie you can run in 1 minute.
Especially
if you're expanding that vision, you know, so we do a lot of vision work. And I'm like, you do not miss this box, you guys. So it, like, maybe the most important thing you do in this planner is visualizing 1 minute a day.
I love it.
And it's the creation of it. And it gets you in that vibe and it gets you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a beautiful answer.
And so I also know that my vibe is different where I'm going, Montana Renee.
Yeah.
My vibe is higher there.
Yeah.
So appreciation. Or just go back to, you know, I know you've heard me say this 10,000 times. Appreciation. Appreciating. This is the last time I'm going to go, you know, to the coast in I don't know how long, maybe my entire life. The last time I'm getting my hair cut for my favorite haircut person.
Oh, yeah.
My last time I'm going to restaurants that I love. But not in a sad way. In a, like, how fortunate am I that I had 2 decades of all of this great stuff. You see how I'm even talking about it? My vibe is going up.
Yeah.
So I want to set my new vibe in this appreciation energy.
Yeah.
You know, versus, oh God, I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss that. Sure, I'm going to miss it. But then what's next?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to offer everyone at home this too, because, you know, a lot of people feel like they can't move like us, or they can't, right? Like, just pick up and move. Like, oh, that's nice for you, Slayer and Renee, but I can't, like, just take off and buy an art. And by the way, I didn't think I could either. You know, I didn't think I could have this separation with my child in Hawaii and, like, leave my job. And, you know, like, those were not things I thought I could do. Like, my rational brain was like, hell no. And my soul was like, frick, yeah, we're saddling up. But it's not the moving. It's not the place. It's the mindset. Because you can create right where you are whatever magic you want to create and whatever it looks like. And I tell you this, if you envision yourself in your Montana home or wherever you think your heart is really called to. I have some women in my sisterhood, they're beach people, right? Like, they see myself on the beach with Doug. I'm like, we start building this vision. What does it look like? What would your next step be? If that was really to happen, what would you do? You know, Google where beach communities, right? Like, even start figure out where and just kind of have fun with it. Why not?
And that is part of the journey. I think in our culture, we're impatient. Like, you know, we decide something. I want it now.
Right.
You know, instead of, let me just dream and Google and look at beach places for, I don't know, a while. Let me enjoy that. And then let me enjoy getting on Zillow and see what my options are. Let me enjoy that.
Yes.
So it's not to get to the next destination as fast as you possibly can. That is not it.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, and when you get there, you already are.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like, I'm like, yeah, I am. You know, it was just kind of like, when I left my job, I couldn't believe it. It was, I just didn't even think about it anymore. I already was Slayer. I was already an Ama Slayer. Literally did not think about it. Unless someone reached out from work, and I was like, oh yeah, I used to do that. 25 years.
Right.
You know, in the same industry, not in the same job, but like, that's kind of, it was a big, like, I look back and I'm like, oh, wow, because I had done all that mind work, I already was.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, what is this next thing? And you've been helping me and guiding and talking to my guides, you and my guides, like on this next part of my journey and how I'm to just enjoy right now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm like, I write this in my planner each day. I'm like, I am joyously receiving all day long. And then my new thought is, holy shit, it's all so easy.
It's all so easy.
It's all so easy. Yeah. And some days that thought feels wrong and I write about it. Like it doesn't feel good in my body. Like it feels like, oh, it's a lie or something. So what I do is I notice that and I have this believe new thoughts process and I go through and I get those thoughts out that are making me feel that. And then I'm able to talk myself from the positive future standpoint, right? Because sometimes if we just ignore them and act like we're just moving forward,
right?
You know, and that's the work until you truly believe it,
right?
Right? Until I'm like you, and you know, dimes are dropping on my head as I turn the corner. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's not about, everyone says it's not about the money, right? But it is. But it's about the visualization of what those things bring you. We were talking about that a little bit, right? Like, when I talk to my spirit guides, you guys, Renee came out and she said, well, you envision everything, because I get free trips to Hawaii, to Colorado, here, Oregon. Like, it just, like, I can manifest, but apparently I forgot to manifest money.
Yeah.
But see, because this is the thing, like, money doesn't look like something to me. It looks like experiences, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's figuring out how to look at that money and really joyfully receive so I can joyfully receive. And it not even need to be about joyfully giving. Like my guide said, you got the given part down, right? So it's finding that balance in there. I think I segued from our future self, but I think it's all wrapped in. And because this is my future self journey right now.
Right.
Is the abundance, like, coming through to where, and it's helped so much recentering with you and my guides when we meet, because I'm joyfully receiving, you know, it resets me to that joy vibe no matter what is going on. So as you guys gather coaches, guides, mentors, friends, circles of women, like, this isn't a solitary journey, right? It's a journey of men and women that are coming to help you when you're open.
Well, that's what I love so much about our conversation yesterday, is we all four of us are in completely different places.
Yes.
And to learn so much about where other people are in their journey, then just it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to utilize that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And different perspectives bring you different things.
Yes.
And other people have different roles too. You know? So it's kind of fun.
It's not kind of fun.
It's totally fun. So open yourself up to accepting help on your path. I mean, that was one of my hardest things, I think, because I had so much of this, I need to do it all myself. Don't worry. I don't need anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I can survive. I don't need a man. I don't need, like, anything, right? I make my own money. I do all the things. And I was so, I don't need anybody, that I in part had isolated part of that.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
Right. And then I ended up in isolation and in I call it my 300-pound ball of misery. Yeah. Right. When I started to have my awakening into, no, just get up. There's something more. Just get up. And when I started to listen to that little voice that I hadn't, cause I was never still enough to, you know, drive.
Yes. Yeah. It's also good, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
Could go on forever.
Well, also, if we're talking about the basic laws of manifesting, what you're really doing is attracting, as we know, mm-hmm. the energy to you. In order to do that, you have to become the energy, so you attract it.
Yes.
And so part of this, then, this looking on Google, looking on Zillow, looking online for a new wardrobe and clothing and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you're identifying what that vibe is. You're in that vibe while you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then that just makes it so much easier to manifest. This, to me, is the easiest way to manifest, is to have fun with it. let myself dream is where we kind of started with all of this dreaming stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's what I did before that. I was doing the money game in April and I was like, I looked up, okay, I'm going to go stay in Hawaii for this time. And I looked up where I was going to stay and, oh, I want to have a house. And so you guys, I ended up, one of my friends was here and she called and she was like, oh, hey, you know, we're going to the mainland. Why don't you come watch our house in Hawaii for a few weeks and you can use our car and everything. And I was like, all right, cool. So I looked back and all of these things, like going to Colorado, like I had bought these things in the money game. I was in those high vibes and I felt so good.
Yeah.
Like just what you're talking about, like dreaming on the Google.
Yeah.
You know, dreaming with it and making that time to do that each day.
The very first time I did a vision board, we're talking, you know, 3 decades ago
Yeah.
I did it with a girlfriend. And about a year later, after we did the vision board, she calls me up and she's like freaking out. Like, Renee, we got to talk. And I'm thinking, oh my God, somebody died. We're getting, she's getting divorced.
Right.
She's like, I pulled out that old vision board. And on the vision board, there was a picture of a refrigerator because she wanted a new refrigerator. But on the refrigerator, there were pictures of certain things. And one of them was a guy walking a dog and some other things on the refrigerator. So one, she had the exact refrigerator that was in there. She didn't know because she had put the vision board away in the closet.
Yeah.
But she had attracted a new relationship that the man looked exactly like the man on the picture in the refrigerator. And he had the same exact sweater as the guy. And she's like, this stuff really works. So same thing with the money game.
Yes, it totally does.
Yes, yep. It does. Yep.
I know. I've been a vision boarder forever too. And I like attributed my beach house in Hawaii that I lived at, right? I just had a beach and I didn't even know, like, I ended up marrying a Hawaiian man. I didn't even like know him or like any of that. I didn't even really know where Hawaii was, honestly. I mean, I'm just like, when I made the vision board, I'm like, that I want to be where there's like water and palm trees, right? So, and I look back at that vision board, I'm like, all of those things came true. And I even had another child and like all of that. Yeah. And so they are powerful. And so when I look at mine right now and I'm like, okay, what parts of this, I'm ready to move on to another vision board. But there's parts of my other vision board that aren't yet complete, you know?
Yep.
So it's like closing a chapter as I'm moving into a new chapter and allowing things to change. And sometimes it's so uncomfortable in that, like in my body, in those spaces, you know, like through that in-between period of becoming. The becoming until we're being.
Well, I think of it like growing pains, you know, when we're teenagers and our bones are growing and all that.
It's
uncomfortable. It hurts. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So there, you know, it's not all roses and unicorns and rainbows here, but man, it's worth it.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I like really like to make sure I share is that, you know, I wake up a good portion of the time not like feeling like I'm going to light the world up. You know, and then I finish my morning routine and I'm like, all right, let's do this, baby. You know, and it's like because I take that time to self-reflect, I meditate, I do a little bit of yoga, get in nature. Like when I do all of those things and do my plan, it's like, and my plan isn't just, I'm like writing down where I'm going. You know, I do like, I draw a card and get spiritual inflection from it. You do that. I loved it. That's like one of my favorite parts. And I ask myself, where am I going to get heart sing today? That's going to make my heart sing. You know, where I'm going to get joy. And then I do like a lot of self-reflection. So by the time I'm out of that, I'm like, okay, I feel so abundant already.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to start my day.
Yeah.
So.
And not only that, you're setting your foundational energy for the day.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we do first thing in the morning is so important for how our day goes.
Yeah.
You know, we're just setting our, if you're getting up and you're no breaks, racing to work, you're late, you're grabbing something unhealthy to eat. Man, I don't know how your day, I don't know.
No. Yeah. Look, I spent a good portion of my life that way. Yeah. It's funny because I teach a habit course and I'm like, okay, here's my habit stack in 2017. It's hilarious. It's like alarm, snooze, alarm, make coffee, run out the door.
Run.
Right?
Hurry,
like,
hurry.
Hurry, yes. Hurry, yeah. Hurry. Everything was a hurry. And now it's like 20 things long and I take five out and I've created my life so I can spend more time in the morning.
Yeah.
And when I was at corporate America, I'd just get up at 4 because I loved it so much, but it expanded one tiny little habit at a time. So, but I love to show that contrast because it also directly relates to my weight loss. You know, I can look at every 30 pounds and tell you a habit that I added in.
Ah, that's good.
That caused me self-reflection.
Yeah, that's really good. Mm-hmm. And we do have to remember that hurry is a form of lack. So if you are hurrying in the morning, you are setting your energy in lack energy for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's that lack that there's not enough time.
Time restriction.
Yes, yes. So yes. Even if that's the only thing you changed and you woke up 15 minutes earlier, or you even said 5 minutes earlier on we were talking about something else.
Yeah.
Just to take the hurry out of your morning, shifting your energy for the whole entire day, that small little change can have a major effect on your life.
And the other small little change most of America needs to make is not having their phones in their room. Yeah. Like, don't let your cell phone be the first thing in your mind.
Yes.
Like, if that's the first thing in your mind, that one habit right there, you change that. Why don't you change the cell phone into a, wonder what magic I could create in the world.
Ah, that's good.
Right? 5 minutes. You could do it in bed even.
Yeah.
What would it look like if I was living my best life? Dare to dream.
That's good. That's really good.
I love it.
Should we end there?
I think.
How do you beat that?
I don't know. Super fun, Renee. I always love conversing with you. And, you know, I know my podcast listeners are all about you. They know, like, I talk about you in almost every episode. When Renee and my guide said, because my podcast has become like a vlog of sorts, right? Like, it's kind of like I'm sharing my journey with people as I'm going through and as I'm meeting my mentors or picking up, you know, tools I'm learning because then I'm so passionate about helping others because you never know what that one little thing might be to help make the shift.
It is so true.
It might be a session with you and their spirit guides. It might be getting the cell phone out of their room.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that ultimately will lead to a session with you and the spirit guides.
So one of the things that I love about you and your podcast is you're so high vibing. It's sometimes I don't find that people often that are high vibing like me,
that
can meet my energy there. So when I listen to your podcast and a couple others that I listen to, like you can feel your energy rise,
So good.
I will put a link to the Heart Sing podcast in the show notes. Also, Addie's website is namaslayer.com. She has a really fantastic free introduction. We love things free. Thank you, Abundance.
Yes, free introduction
to meditation. So I highly recommend that.
Yeah. And that's actually anyone's pathway in through the rest of what I teach is through that intro to meditation. So, but you leave with a meditation you can go and practice. And we practice together. And yeah, it's like my favorite thing for sure. So check it out. And if you're listening on my end, if you haven't already booked a session with Renee, I don't know what you're waiting for. And if you haven't been in my free intro class and you're listening to the Heart Sing podcast, get on it. What are you waiting for? So I'll make sure Renee's information again is below and, you know, share with everybody, you guys, because the more of us gather and create our future selves and raise the vibration and just focus on the positivity of the world and our own lives. You know, it manifests everywhere, right?
Words of wisdom right there.
It's wisdom.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.